Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pei with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. And you know what? We're starting to get into those fall months, and we've got a lot of great classes and opportunities. Some are 4-H, some are just straight through the extension. And we're going to try and talk a little bit about all of them before we get out of here today. Christina, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
So let's jump right into this, because we talked about it a little bit before we came on the air, but this class actually sounds really fun, and it's called Girls Who Code, and it's all about computer coding.
That's correct.
So let's talk about this and get to the heart of it, age groups and what they're going to learn and those kinds of things.
Sure. So the Girls Who Code Club is a national movement. Actually, it's international. It was started by a woman in New York who had visited schools and noticed the lack of girls involved in STEM and science. And actually, in 1995, 37% of women were scientists. And then today, there's 24%. So she saw that there was a real need to kind of hook these girls and get them interested in science and becoming scientists. So she created this Girls Who Code. And they provide us with the curriculum and materials, and girls and boys can come as well. We're not exclusive. It's just that the name of the thing is Girls Who Code. Boys are also welcome. But the whole point is to learn coding, basic coding. And it's a lot of fun. We've had one class already. They learned how to design little bots, I don't even know what to call them, but a lot of fun things. They get a basic, very basic understanding of coding and how it works. And it's a lot of fun, which is what the hook is. They loved the coding class. And so this one that we're offering is advanced coding. It's just a step up from the basic, but if they have not taken it, it's still okay. They can still learn the basics of coding in this club. It's for youth ages, who are in grades 5 through 12, and it will happen twice a month through December.
And the great thing about this, as we were talking about it, is the fact that this could be something that, you know, maybe you have a child that just kind of takes it on a whim just for something to do. Mm-hmm. And it could be something that sticks.
Exactly.
And it could be something that they could carry on and carry through. They'd have a little bit of background. And as you and I were talking before we came on the air, you know, computer programmers can make some pretty good money.
They can.
And for the most part, they can work anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is a great class. So once again, this starts September 26th.
It does.
Runs twice a week, you said, through December.
Twice a month,
through December.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pay your 4-H membership, which through the month of September is only $5,
That's correct.
I'm told. Uh-huh. And then there's a fee for this one as well.
Right, $20, and that includes a book and other materials for the class.
And another thing that you had mentioned is this class was really made, part of this class has been helped with a grant that you got.
Yes, I received a grant from the Utah Action STEM Center, allowing us to purchase, we're going to be able to buy 8 more laptop computers so that we can have more participants in this class.
So that sounds like it'll be a fun one. Another one that kind of starts, I've got written down here, September 19th, and it goes through the entire school year, is your Clover Buds.
And,
and this is a great club. Let's talk about this one.
Yeah, 4-H Clover Buds is for youth who are in kindergarten through 7th grade. It's kind of the introduction to 4-H. They have a lot of fun. They have 2 activities per month, and they're all hands-on, very interactive activities that they get to participate in with kids their own age. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
And as I said, this one starts September 19th. And this is required. You have to have your 4-H membership, right?
That's correct.
And then there's a fee for this one, but it carries you through the entire school year. What's the fee?
That's correct. The fee for this, for the full year, is $15.
So you can sign up and register for that one. And you also get some help on this one from probably one of the best local partners that you could have in
the
area, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Castleview Hospital makes a donation every year to our 4-H Clover Beds. They are very firm proponents in positive youth development, and they find value in 4-H, and so they support us each year so that we're able to keep that materials fee down to $15.
So, and that, once again, both of these clubs, the Girls Who Code and the Clover Buds, require a 4-H membership fee, which through the month of September is just $5. Okay, if you pay it by the end of September, it's going to cost you just $5. And even after that, it goes up to 10. And that covers you for the entire school year,
That's
too.
That's correct.
And then there's, of course, a fee for the Girls Who Code and the Clover Buds class as well. Mm-hmm. A couple of other things you wanted to talk about just briefly before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things that you do, and we talk about them all the time, is your quick and easy cooking classes. And those are going to start up in October again, right?
They are. October 18th actually is our first date. These are classes for adults. This is not 4-H. It's extension. And quick and easy is a lot of fun. We're going to teach you how to make an entree or a main meal for your families, that it's inexpensive, nutritious, and just, you know, can be done quickly.
And guys, I always say this when we talk about quick and easy cooking. It is a very easy date night.
It is.
Because you're going to get a meal, too.
You get a sample. I don't know if you get a full meal, but you get a sample of all the food that we cook.
You get to learn how to cook something. And there's always great conversation that goes on wrapped into these quick and easy cooking classes. And I enjoy them, and they're always a lot of fun. If I can't make it, I always watch them on, are they going to be on Facebook again this
Facebook,
year?
Facebook, uh-huh.
I always try and watch them on Facebook, because you tried YouTube out for a little bit, and that didn't work.
Nope.
So we're back on Facebook, but they're a very fun class. And then another class that I took was the diabetes cook-along class, and you've got an updated one coming.
We do. They've tweaked some things, and I think some more user-friendly recipes will be had. And we're going to start this sometime in October. We don't have the firm dates yet, but I just wanted to put it out there that it is coming, because okay. I've had people ask.
And there's more information that'll be coming soon on that one. So all of these classes, are these on Eventbrite that you can go sign up for them?
Not yet. They will be.
Okay. So go take care of that. If you've got any questions, you can give them a call down there at the extension office. Mm-hmm. They can get you signed up. They can get you, you know, ready to go with these classes. Once again, a couple of classes for 4-H. Girls Who Code, that starts September 26th. It'll run twice a month through the month of December. And then Clover Buds, and that starts September 19th. And there are 4-H membership fees that are involved in that, but it's really not that much. And it's a great way for your kids to go out, learn some great skills, get some friends, have some social interaction, and do that. And then, of course, just the extension classes. We've got our quick and easy cooking coming October 18th. And then the updated diabetes cook-along class with more info to come. Christina, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.